Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better?
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Are you ready? The believing God, even the devil knows. Say now true.
Are you there?
participate in the worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano, Jehovah. Aha. Jehovah. Hey, everybody. Oh, Jehovah. Good and you're mighty.
For no reason,
no reason, yeah.
Just They know they make you sing, but I'm safe for the ghetto. Nobody see you say hello, oh hi. Now Papa God don't bless me. Now you don't give me everything, no way. Enemies just distress me. They never wanna see me grow.
He will answer you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms, Psalm 145. If you have it, turn it, please. Hallelujah. If you haven't turned your Bible to 145, then just read along with me wherever you are this morning. Good morning to each and every one this morning. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. Speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 146. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath God of the God of Jacob for himself, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. For the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Now we go to Psalm 150, Psalms of Praise. Hallelujah. Psalm 150, to Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his excellent, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp, cymbal and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to hover over this service. Holy Spirit, hover over every single area of our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over this ministry. Let there be light. Let your light so shine forth that others may see and glorify your name. Holy Spirit, move upon the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, move upon the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, move upon the lives of our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon the lives of our spouses in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. When light comes, darkness disappears. Lord, let your holy light shine upon each and every area of our lives. Let your holy light shine upon our spirit man. Let your holy light shine upon our emotions. Let your holy light shine upon our spirit, our soul, and our bodies. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you, Spirit of the living God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Spirit of the living God, give us divine CPR. Holy Spirit, give us your CPR, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, release your breath upon us. Release your breath in the environment. Release your breath in us, Holy Ghost. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you, and Holy Ghost, we need you every second. Oh, Spirit of the living God, move in every area and let the holy light of God shine in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy upon our children, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our parents, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be merciful, O God. We confess our sins, Father. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. So, Almighty God, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. So, Father, this morning we come to you for mercy in the name of Jesus, mercy for our siblings. Mercy, O God. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy reign in our lives. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oria Sanderia Kuria Mosotoria Kam. Hallelujah, Masanteria, Kurumasteria, Kum, Oria Masteria, Karamasteria, Karamasem. Hallelujah, Ramasteria, Kurumasteria, Kum. I soak this house in the blood of Jesus, this radio in the blood of Jesus. Oria Masanteria, Kurumasteria, Kum. In the name of Jesus, but I hear the protection around us. For God, with the blood of Jesus. Oria Masteria, Kurumasem. Be a wall of fire around us, Almighty God, and a glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus. You are God and there is nothing too hard for you to do. So Lord, we bless your name, Jesus. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Make the crooked places straight, O God. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we are weak, but you are strong, O God. So therefore, O God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, be thy glorified. Be thy glorified in the heavens. Be thy glorified in the earth. Be thy glorified in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you for full recovery of Mother Somerville, O God. In the name of Jesus, it is fully by your grace. And so, Lord, we thank you for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch every part, touch every area of our life. Physical, spiritual, emotional, oh God. Oh, lead Mother Somerville into the paths of truth and righteousness. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, help her in her walk with you, Almighty God. And Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, we thank you for Prophetess Sarita Amam. Oh, God, who has gotten out of the ICU almost at a point of death. But, Lord, you tell us to pray. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention. We thank you for taking her out of the ICU. We thank you that everything is being regulated by you, O God. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God of healing, O God. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Continue to strengthen her, O God. Strengthen Prophetess Sharita's mom, O God. Care for your strength, O God. Cover her in the blood of Jesus, her medication, everyone that has sex with her. Cover in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you for Denise. Thank you for the successful operation. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now, even as we are praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God. Breathe upon her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Repair any damages that may have occurred, oh God, due to what she went through. Repair it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Denise. We ask you to bless our children. In the name of Jesus, be with them, O God. Bless our siblings. Bless our parents, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless our husband, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do, O God. Father, we thank you for oneness and unity in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. And we glorify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name. We pray for anyone who's here this morning who is not feeling well, O God. We ask you to touch them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heal them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. You are awesome, oh God. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but we thank you for this new and fresh day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the dawn, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We speak love into the environment. We speak peace, the peace of God that surpasses of all understanding. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, amen and amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elijah said unto her, shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad, all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. Hallelujah. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her and poured she out. When the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and children of the rest. And it fell on the day that Elijah passed. Okay, let's stop right there. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ Jesus who lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in the full power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. I decrease and you take over, Almighty. And we bless you for the impartation of your word. We bless you for the seed that is being planted as we pray and preach and teach this word. We thank you for the new levels of dimension you have put us into, oh God. It is only by your grace. It is not about what we did, but it's about what you did on Calvary to save us. So we are forever grateful oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this seed that is being rooted, put in the soil. Let it germinate and produce fruits, that the fruit may remain. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I know I've read this several times, but when the Lord tells us that there's something in that scripture that he wants us to pay attention to, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of the things that the Lord showed me as I was reading, this woman is in desperate need to save her sons. Her husband is dead. Even though he was a strong man of God, he's passed. And this woman is not going to lose two sons. That means this lady must be the mother, father, and two boys. She's already lost her husband, and she will do everything in her power to save her sons. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And one of the things I like about her, she goes to the prophet Elijah. The Bible says, the scripture, believe in the prophet and you shall prosper. She goes to the prophet Elijah and tells Elijah what is going on. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. One of the first things when you're going through issues and some pressures in life, although it may be hard, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, take divine instructions and directions. Hallelujah. Be very attentive to what his word is speak through us out this morning in the name of Jesus. When anything happening in your life, take it to God in prayer. Do you hear me? Your children can't help you. Your family can't help you. Your family will not even understand what you're talking about, because sometimes your spiritual level is even higher than your family. But what it is, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do not call on the telephone telling everybody your problems. If you don't know it yet, I can say it to you so plainly. Everybody that smile in your face do not like you. Everybody, even in your church, do not like you. That it is what it is. So if you're looking for a favor with Elijah so you can feel good about yourself or you can feel honored, no. This woman there is trying to save her son. Elijah is the prophet who carries the voice of God. So Elijah, when we look at Elijah, he stands right there in the place of God when she goes to him. Take your prayers, your problems to God in prayers. Hallelujah. People will say they're praying for you, but they're not praying for you. Some of them, they're spreading every false rumor. Even family members will do that. Some of you, stop talking your problems to everybody. Who am I speaking to this morning? You see A, you tell them your problem. You see B, you tell them your problem. You see C, you tell them the problem. What results do you have for telling your business? You're using your own hand, telling your business. What result do you have? You're still going around the mountain. You do not have any results. Hallelujah. Take it to God in prayer. God is an all-knowing God. He's sovereign. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. So when you take it to the Lord in prayer, hallelujah, then you will receive comfort from the Holy Ghost. When you take it to the Lord in prayer, the Lord will give you divine directions and strategies when you take it to God in prayer. And allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. And the Lord will do some remarkable things in your life. Whatever it is, take it to God in prayer. Stop running, calling all over. Take it to God in prayer. This woman about to lose her sons took them to the man of God. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What did Elijah tell her? What do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? She needs to pay this debt. She doesn't want the bonds, the people to take her son. What do you have in your house? Hallelujah. So she, what does he have in his house? She said, oil. Hallelujah. But she says that the prophet again gave her divine directions and told her what to do. And she and her sons did exactly like Elijah told them what to do. She followed the instructions to the T. Take it to God in prayer. When he answers you, you don't have to second guess God. I hope you know his voice. You do exactly like he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Follow his divine strategies. What do you have in your heart? Are you willing to give that oil? Are you willing to give? If you only have that oil, are you willing to give it or are you going to keep it? Give what you have, that sacrificial. She was willing to give the oil. And then the Lord told her to shut the door. Hallelujah. When God gave you divine directions, it's private, it's personal. Don't go let everybody in. And look how many vessels as she kept on pouring oil. Let me tell you, as we read this story, this woman now has a business of oil. Just that one pot of oil that she gives, look how much she is being multiplied, even in this season and time. Because when you read the story of the Bible, it blesses you and inspires you. What do you have in your house? Hallelujah. Follow divine instructions. Pray. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus because there are some of you, God has given you divine strategies and you're so afraid to jump forth. Hallelujah. But the Lord will make it easy for you. Hallelujah. And you will go through with flying colors, but in the beginning there's a shaking. But stand tall in the power of the Lord. Stand, be strong. Hallelujah. The Lord will save you, your family, your husband. Hallelujah. Ramasandaria Kurumasim. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us proceed to the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Uriyama Sandaria Kurumasetariako. Uriyama Karamasandaria Kurumasetaria Kurumasim. Get your communion ready in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, so that we can take it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Email,
Hallelujah. Let us pray over the Holy Sacrament. Lord, I just ask you to bless this Holy Sacrament. Our Lord, ask you, O God, to breathe into it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural. We pray that the DNA that is in Jesus Christ, O God, release that DNA in the juice and in the bread, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that those who do not feel well, O God, as they take this sacrament, this Holy Communion, O God, by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to my son, to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, physical, spiritual, emotional, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. Father, by faith, we believe, oh God, that as we take this communion, there will be a divine exchange, oh God. Hallelujah. And that exchange is activated in the spirit realm that will be manifested in the physical realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine speed and divine acceleration. We thank you for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Allison, hang in there. I see your child. Something miraculous will take place. She is sitting up and she will eat something, drink something. I see her being fed. Not through the tubes, but eating through the regular eating, but someone is feeding her. I see her sitting up. Hallelujah. The Lord, Urema Sandiria Kuruma Sitiria. Just praise God. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Urema Sitiria Ko. It will not be long. It will soon happen. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in Jesus' name. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, crackers, whatever you have that represents the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. After the same, and when he had given thanks, he broke and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. All day as you drink it in remembrance of me, you may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, but this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat there one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Come not together under condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we receive all the breakthroughs and the benefits that is in the Holy Communion, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you in advance for making Denise whole again, healing her, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for her. We thank you, Lord, that you heard her prayers, that you heard her mother's prayers, O God, her fathers, her family members' prayers, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you heard our prayers, O God. And all those that prayed for her, O God, and are still praying for her, O God. Thank you, Lord, even the intercessors, O God, some of my colleagues, friends in the Lord, the bishops, the apostles, O God, that is constantly on the praying for Denise, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you hear prayers and answer the prayers, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that Denise will have a life-changing encounter with you, Jesus. And that we will know that Romans 8:28 kicks in. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That Denise will fulfill her divine purpose and destiny, O God. We separate her from every ungodly friendship, ungodly relationship in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let this day be a time of new beginnings for Denise in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you for repairing, oh God, all those neurons, oh God. Father God, that you did it instantly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We ask you to bless the water, O God. Everyone that have water, let it be blessed in the name of Jesus. And those who came late, O God, bless the Holy Communion too, O God. Breathe on it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Let them receive all the breakthroughs and the benefits that is in the Holy Communion. O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You may go ahead, those who came late. Go ahead and take your Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, take your bread. It's blessed. Your crackers is blessed. Hallelujah. Take it and then you drink your juice or your water. In Jesus' name, and claim the blessings of the Holy Communion. Tangible blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we lift up the offering, O God, in the name of Jesus, the Sabbath offering. We thank you for the Sabbath, for even that we can work to even get it, O God. We ask you to bless it, breathe on it, O God. We pray, O God, that it be used for the kingdom, that it be used for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Let it be a seed planted in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift our seed offering up to you, O God. And even those that send their offerings, O God, Lord, we lift up all the offerings in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless it in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, Father, we pray for the Sabbath blessings that we can rest in you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I cannot leave this prayer line telling you thank you, Lord, for Liberia. I thank you, Lord, for the vision that you did show me. Surely it came to pass. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For all that you have done and all that you will continue to do for the nation. I thank you, Lord, that this is a new beginning, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, you prophesy. You said things, O God. You show your prophets stuff, O God. Father God, and I thank you that every prophetic word that you spoke through me, O God, that it came to pass, O God. And Father God, I pray there be a smooth transition in the name of Jesus. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, it's not over. Tell the people, it's not over, it's not over, it's not over. So, Father, I pray that you will release the peace that surpasses all understanding, O God. In the name of Jesus, that this nation, O God, will come into that peace from you, O God. Father God, we pray for the president, an outgoing president. Father God, and we pray that even as he leaves this office, Father God, we pray that he's learned several lessons that you put him in. And many times, Lord, that when you put us in these offices, we do not go to you for help. We go to man. Lord, you are the one that appoint presidents and leaders. But you want presidents and leaders to go to you first for help and not go to man. Because it is you who created that job for the presidents and the kings and the leaders. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for the president-elect. I pray, Lord, that he will go to you, Almighty God, to get wise counsel in the name of Jesus, that he will lead a life of prayer, not for popularity, but prayer. That, Lord, that if he does what you ask him to do, Lord, it shall be okay. It shall be perfectly all right. Lord, I pray for your special presidential grace. Father God, to rest upon him, let him walk in that presidential grace. In the name of Jesus, O God, and bless his wife, his family, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and those that are around him, O God, those that don't mean good, Lord, Father, you will remove them from him, O God. Help him, O God, we pray that even in his health, Lord, that he, Lord, that he's being completely made whole. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the vice president, Lord, the elect, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that they will work together in unity and oneness. We thank you for every party coming together in unity and oneness for one cause, for the nation. It is not about who we like and who we don't like. It is about what you want for Liberia. So, Father, thank you. There's lights on. I see the lights, they're flickering. Hallelujah. I see dark cloth that were all over. I see there was a lot of dark, thin material all over. Thank you, Lord, for removing it, O God. And thank you, Lord, Liberia, as you spoke, speaking to me even now, will be like Goshen. Hallelujah. Lord, be like Goshen, O God, prophetically Goshen, O God, in the name of Jesus. Salvation come to the people, and let the name of Jesus Christ be highly exalted in Liberia. Father, we pray for all those men who helped to make this thing come together, O God. Bless them and their families in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this new dawning of a new season. We cover the nation once again with the blood of Jesus. We ask you to send more divine heavenly hosts to be with them, guiding and protecting. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The president we have must be careful. And do listen to his colleagues and friends. Be careful during this transition time. Because if he's not careful during this transition time, what I saw in the spirit realm, the same thing that happened to President Doe will happen to him. He must heed to the voice of God, heed to the voice and not to his friends, but to the voice of God, hallelujah, so he can, there can be a smooth transition. He don't be humiliated and disgraced because God has given him that grace that he will not if he heeds the voice of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I cannot say all that I see that will happen in the next administration because God do not want me to release it. But Liberia has come to a dawning of a new day. Will it be easy? No, but the Lord will navigate these things. Nimba. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. That's all I can say. Bless God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us.